This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
You guys on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got bad news, because if you're on TikTok, you got to drop out of college. Because universities across the country are banning TikTok from school Wi-Fi because they're worried that China might be spying on them. Yeah. And you know what? Good. Get these kids off TikTok. I'm tired of seeing little Ashley's amazing hack for how to flip grilled cheese in a pan. You don't think I know how to flip a pan, bitch? Or make grilled cheese? I've been flipping pans and making grilled cheese since before you were born. So don't talk to me like I'm stupid. You're stupid. Stupid 24-year-old with your dewy f***ing skin. F*** you and your youth. Okay, I think I got off subject. I'm sorry. Next up, the TSA announced that they seized record numbers of guns at airport checkpoints last year. And let me tell you something. If I'm bringing a gun through checkpoint, you ain't taking it from me. 'Cause I got a gun. But honestly, I think this makes it more interesting for TSA people, 'cause you know they get bored and they're probably happy when they actually find a gun, you know? Dildo. 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 Two dildos. Oh, an AK! We got an AK! It's happening, guys! It's happening! Confiscate that gun! Yeah, and get the dildo, too. I think he's a dildo. Ooh, you a nasty terrorist! Woo! Moving on. Y'all know who George Santos is, right? With his creepy ass. If y'all don't know who he is, he's the new Republican congressman who we found out lied about his entire life. He made up a whole career as a businessman. He made up that his family was Jewish and his mom was a victim of 9/11. Ew. Ew. Do you know how much you have to lie to be known as the lying congressman? I mean, all these motherfuckers do is lie all day. But when you ask them who is the liar, they're like, this guy. Wait till you hear about this shit he did.
Representative George Santos has allegedly stolen $3,000 in donations from a disabled homeless veteran's dying service dog. Santos allegedly used an alias to con the veteran and set up a GoFundMe page that would be deleted as soon as it hit its goal, and then Santos disappeared altogether.
Exactly. So you telling me this man didn't steal $3,000 from a dog? He didn't just steal from a service dog. He didn't just steal from a dying service dog. He stole from a disabled, homeless, veterans, dying service dog? Oh my God! You evil and stupid. You gonna mess with somebody's dog? Have you not heard of John Wick? Your ass is in trouble! Mess with no veterans, dog. You know what's so crazy? This guy is so evil, I wonder if they put him in there on purpose so I can't pay attention to the other evil people. Anybody got any eyes on Marjorie Taylor Greene? What's up with that bitch? What is that bitch up to? She probably got Garfield tied up in her office. I'm serious. Like, what does this man have to do to get thrown out of Congress? He's a f***ing liar. Black people don't get believed when they actually tell the truth. Barack Obama was like, hey, I was born in America. And people were like, bullshit, where's your birth certificate? And this guy was like, I was a millionaire Jewish volleyball star. And y'all like, hell yeah, put him in Congress. Sick of y'all shit. And finally, I don't know if y'all been eating breakfast lately, but breakfast is in trouble, son.
The latest economic numbers show inflation is slowing down, but not for people who buy eggs. The average price for a dozen of eggs has more than doubled over the past year. Shortages around the country are hurting producers and putting more stress on consumers and businesses.
Why is there a shortage right now? What's going on?
Well, I'm sure you heard there is a bird flu in the Midwest.
At Egg Tuck, a breakfast spot in Los Angeles that goes through up to 6,000 eggs a week, costs have quadrupled, and they're feeling it.
All of our courses are made with eggs.
Meanwhile, the line of cars is about 30 minutes long at Billy's Egg Farm in Southern California, and workers are scrambling to meet demand.
What? Wait a minute. Bitch, why you buying so many eggs? But yeah, there's an egg shortage right now because a ton of chickens got bird flu, which isn't surprising, you know? Because chickens are freaky little disgusting creatures. And God, how I love to eat what they shit out they bird pussies early in the morning. Now, this is serious because people need eggs so badly, I think the chickens are gonna start getting real cocky. What's up, bitch? You want these eggs? What you gonna do for me? I'm gonna tell you what I want. I want a new barn, I want an assistant. I want to fly business class and an extra large flat screen and a PS5. And one more thing, sell Sally to Popeyes. Bye, bitch. All right, for more on this egg story, let's now go to a man who deserves to be knee-deep in chicken shit. Y'all give it up for Michael Costa.
Okay, yeah. Hi, Leslie. It's great to see you again.
No, it ain't.
Okay, I see. Just so everybody knows, Leslie and I have a bit of history, but don't worry, we're gonna be totally professional.
I ain't about to be shit. I ain't gonna be professional or nothing. You should have been professional when you was dating my homegirl.
Okay, Leslie, love is complicated, and I'd rather not share the details of such a private matter, okay? But ultimately, relationships do end. So, now, the eggs.
Don't try to weasel yourself out of this. Don't do that.
Leslie, I don't know what she told you, but she cheated on me 3 times.
Oh, and that's the reason not to call her back? Be a man, not chicken shit.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So now, the egg shortage. It's actually the result of the avian bird flu, and that...
I don't give a f*** about that.
Okay.
What you did was wrong, Costa.
Leslie, you don't know this, but she gave me chlamydia.
Yeah, I do know that. And people have done worse, Costa. It's curable, okay? Just get you some penicillin. The shit that gets rid of that shit.
Okay.
And move on with the rock band. Don't be ghosting my girl. That ain't cool.
Okay, let's just talk about the eggs, okay? Because as I was saying, the shortage is severe. But if you look closely, you'll find that it's not all it's cracked up to be.
You so f***ing corny, Costa. You know she was gonna break up with you because you a corny motherfucker, right? You know that, right?
Look, I'm trying to be a good sport here. I came all the way out here to this farm that you sent me to. I got feathers all over my suit. It stinks.
You know what? You know what? I'll tell you what stinks. My girl had to go to therapy after you.
Yeah, because she has multiple personality disorder.
Yeah, that's what we loved about her. She's like 10 friends in one. Be a real f***ing man and f*** 10 bitches, Costa.
Okay. I handled it the best I could. I don't know why you care about this so much. Why don't we talk about it off air if you're so upset? Can we just focus on the news?
Yeah, I'm talking to his bitch ass right now. Looking at those lying eyes of him. Mm-hmm. He ain't shit. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's right. I'm gonna bring that up. Okay, hold on. You know what, Costa? You know what? You didn't even visit her in the lockup after she stabbed your ass. That's f***ed up. That's f***ed up.
Leslie, for the last time, you know, what do you want from me?
I want you to say you're sorry. I want you to apologize to my homegirl.
Okay. All right. Okay. Leslie, from the bottom of my heart...
Man, you ain't got no damn heart. Gonna hear that shit. And I hope a chicken shits in your shoes. Y'all give it up for Michael Costa.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.